Yo, 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 it's your two brethrens, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 21 of No Ideas.
Oh, but just about.
She's lost her head. She's lost her head.
Come on, guys, the energy in the bakery is extremely low this week, but we are flying through for the good of our bakers.
It is so low. Yes. I think I've got chronic fatigue.
No, honestly, chronic fatigue is very much the meal of the day.
The meal of the day.
Yeah, the catch starter, of the week.
The catch of the week. Okay, so.
Honestly, right. Brid, come on, tell me about your week. What's been going on? How you been getting through? She's waving her hand.
Okay, right, sorry, I'm trying to get my thoughts in order. I'm going to bring as much energy as I possibly have left in the tank.
Mate, it's fine.
But might I remind you, it's na-la-la.
It's fine. These are the last few crumbs. So whenever you're listening to this episode, be it on the Thursday, the Friday morning, or even on a Tuesday evening with a glass of wine, this is our last speech.
This is our last hurrah. Okay, so my week was the busiest week I've had in probably about a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was so busy. It was just things flying at me and smacking me in the face like every 2 minutes.
What's been going on then? Tell the people.
The thing is, I actually don't even remember. I know that sounds totally insane.
No, but I completely get it as well.
You know when you're just surviving, you're just like running, running, doing things,
trying
letting
to keep
it go.
Up. Yeah.
Doing something else, letting it go.
On to the next, yeah.
So that's literally been my week. And as a result, I am really tired. However, what I can say is there are lots of exciting things coming.
Yeah, share the excitement.
There are some things I can't share, which is why I said that.
Fine.
Let me share what I can. Okay, so the first thing is my driving lessons are back on.
Come on, she's about to come through in a Range Rover. So you're in a I was mixing songs there. I think I was mixing Gangsta by Darko and Rover by Sid, but I'm a joke. I'm an actual joke.
It's a remix. That's a bloody remix. So anyway, if you guys obviously are probably laughing at me, I'm 26. Yes, I still have a green provisional and it runs out in September and I just don't want to order another one. How embarrassing.
No, let's not.
So, I booked my first ever driving test this time last year and I've only taken one driving test out of five that were booked because they were pushed because of COVID. So this is
five times, you know, that's rude.
And they have a backup of 20,000 driving lessons that they still haven't booked in.
Wow.
So it's coming up in June, but I have not driven in so long. I'm kind of scared.
Get
so
back on the road.
I'm going to do my very best.
As
but
you always do.
It's exciting. Do you know what I mean?
No, it is exciting. It's just like, in terms of like the things you want to achieve, it's just one thing. Just that it's so close to being ticked off. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh,
but I'm happy for you. Get back on these streets.
Streets.
Get your way.
Another wonderful thing that actually happened was there is this girl who's in her final year at uni studying journalism.
Oh yeah.
And as their final project, they're putting together a magazine called Platform Magazine, which supports emerging creatives.
Oh, yeah.
And she came across my spoken word on having a creative block based on thinking in a logical slash practical way and that kind of blocking creativity. Mm-hmm. And I did a spoken word that's on my Instagram about that, and she just loved it. And she was like, can I quote you in our magazine?
Oh,
and
I love that.
Yeah, asked me loads of questions. It was so nice. I
love that.
That's why you make content and you do things that you're scared of sometimes and put it out there is because if it impacts one person, that's why you did it.
100%. No, I completely agree. And the fact that it's just like, it's your spoken word, because your spoken word bangs. Like, in case no one's listened to it, go and listen to her spoken word because the girl got some things to say.
Thank you. It's all right.
And the way she says it, like, y'all need to be hearing. Like,
jeez, thank you.
Scary.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all right. But it's nice to hear that, you know, it's got around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure.
And
that's
it's
so
inspired
nice.
Someone. Yeah. That
is so nice. See your name out in Platform Magazine?
I know, it's dead nice.
Nah, I want a copy.
I want a copy. So that was really nice. And the last thing, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know that I've been telling you guys to just be sliding into people's DMs for opportunities.
It's true.
Because if you don't ask, you don't know.
You don't get.
You don't get nothing.
You don't get it.
You know
it.
What I'm saying? You want to slice in a pie. She's actually not. To be fair, neither of us are well.
This is the thing. I feel like when you're overtired and like you're just super exhausted, your body just goes into overdrive and you just start acting very strange.
Very strange. So please just get on board or get gone.
We're not going to apologise. We're just going to keep it rolling.
There's that.
That's it.
So the last thing that happened to me was there was this girl whose aesthetic I absolutely love on Instagram. And an events page started following me, and I thought, mad, that events page kind of has the same aesthetic as this girl.
Mm.
And there are a couple of people on Instagram that I really remember, like, their aesthetic. One guy is a photographer. He does amazing shoots. He's called Seb.Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
He does amazing shoots. There are a couple of names that I always remember their handle.
Yeah, those standouts, yeah, yeah.
Because you're like, 100%. Yo, you're out here.
The content is just, oh, banging. 10 out of 10, yeah.
And
it
slaps you in the face every time, yes. And you still turn the other cheek, yes. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this person, I remember, I thought, God, this events page looks very similar to her, and I can't see who created the events page yet. Mm. So I jump onto her Instagram profile and I see it's her, because she got the events.
Nice.
Do you know what, let me message the girl.
Why not?
I never spoken to her in my life. I think we only followed each other recently, but I thought, I've got to message you.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically hosts this event which is inspired by 90s and 2000s.
Yes, we need more of that.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic. Mm. For anyone in our generation, it's like, oh, it's bright colours, it's pastel colours, yes. It's Tamagotchis, it's yo-yos, do you know what I mean?
And the colour, the flavour.
It's roller skating.
Throwing it back.
Yeah, Nokia's like. Oh. Anyway, so it's so dope. And I just messaged her being like, yo, like, I'd just love to give a helping hand because, I just back what you do when events are back on. And yeah, subsequently, mate, I found out that she has events like in the pipeline, and she's happy for me to jump on board.
Mate,
and
this is so... Wait, okay, so basically, you're telling the people for them that they need to hit you up for the motive. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So that's really exciting. So if you guys want to go check it out, follow it. It's called Reminisce 90. That's the handle. But yeah, it's really exciting. I'm just excited to help her in areas that she can't. And obviously, anyone who's out there kind of with a one-man team knows that it's very hard to run things and keep everything down when that's not your main job.
100%.
So I'm happy to give like a helping hand and just, I don't know, my biggest thing is I love watching people have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what events do. You watch people have fun. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be able to create something magical where people walk away and they're like, nah, man.
That was lit.
The way we talk about control shift.
Yes.
I want to be able to create the same.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can absolutely do that. Do you know what I mean? Man. It's in you. It's 100%. In you. It's just unlocking it.
And I always just have ideas. I'm the kind of person that goes to sleep and starts dreaming about ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like for things that I'm working on. Yeah, I'm interested in.
Your passion projects.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Passion projects.
Yeah.
That's it. So yeah, that was my week. Lots of exciting stuff.
Love
things
that.
In the pipeline.
Nice.
But as a result, I'm obviously standing here like bushwhacked. Do you know what I mean?
Because she had too much fun yesterday.
Honestly, if anyone actually is a regular listener, to give you some context, US Drag Race comes out every Saturday. Today is Saturday, and I have not watched it yet.
No.
And it's past 6 p.m.
The people who will just be like, oh!
You guys know me, yeah?
Oh my God.
Them ones out there who know me knows that the fact I haven't watched Drag Race
That's
first thing
something.
At 9 a.m. in the bath, do you know what I mean? Means that something really has gone wrong here. So, it's one
in
of them
the
times.
I'm finished.
You're in the bath, do you know what I mean? And you're like, yes, bring it to the runway. Splish, splash, bring it to the runway. Dish, dash,
Bring it to the runway. Bring it to the runway.
You wouldn't think we had no energy, would you? Anyway, brilliant. Hit me with your week. Give me something special.
Oh, do you know what? This week's been a bit of a mazzar, you know, as it always is. Like, it was bank holiday weekend, and my God, I had a time. I had the time of my life.
It was bank holiday. Big up 4-day weekends.
Honestly, I feel like everyone really needed that. Like, speaking to loads of people, just having that 4-day break. Like, you know, having the 4-day working week, then a 4-day weekend, followed by a further 4-day week. It was just sublime. Like, I got the chance to see my friends. The weather was lovely. Like, I went on a lovely walk.
Mm.
You know, I came back to the flat and, you know, we had a sort of impromptu wing night, which was absolutely sensational.
Shout out wing night.
No, honestly, like, when I tell you the array of wings, let me just put you on. We're talking mango and chili.
Mm.
We're talking whiskey and barbecue.
Slurping.
We are talking spicy, peri-peri, buffalo. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
That nothing, sounds lovely.
Nothing could come in between me and my wings at that point. It was beautiful. The break was needed. It was just, it was great.
It
and
was
I hope
lovely.
You guys had one too.
Yeah, I hope you guys had a good time. It was awesome.
Honestly.
Just some downtime.
Yes. And 4 days I felt like was a really perfect amount because I'm sorry, whoever was a dickhead at the beginning of time who said that we should work 5 days and rest 2 is wrong. It should be 4 and 3 as far as I'm concerned because that ratio just does not help us at all.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a decent amount of rest. Mm. So that happened, obviously. Another thing which I'm really proud of myself for is that I worked out 3 times this week, which was absolutely 10 out of 10.
Well done.
Like, Because I feel like I've just been on, I don't know if anyone else can relate, but just in terms of working out, exercising, like, it's like I know I have to do it and I know I want to do it, but like it's just finding the energy to get out of bed just like a little bit earlier the in the morning. It's the motivation. It was really lacking for the past couple of weeks. I was just like, do you know what? I'm going to set myself a realistic goal.
And I love a realistic goal.
Don't we just, Brett?
I love realistic goals.
Don't we just? I was like, no, I'm not going to, you know, overdo it thinking, oh, I'm going to work out five times this week and do X, Y, Z. No. I was like, if I can do three, I'll be happy. Because then I just need to do that again the following week. Then once I get comfortable, maybe I could push it up to four. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So very happy about that. Small goals.
I feel like a lot of the time when we get into things, we go gung-ho at everything.
Honestly.
And it's just, nah, sustainable, bitches.
No.
Like, realistically, it's like, oh, I really want to start reading more. Okay, I'm going to read a book a week. And it's like, bro, you have not been reading for 16 years.
Do you even know what book you want to read? You know what I'm saying? Reading it in a week.
And it's like, everyone slow down. And well, I always say this to my housemate. I say, if you want to change something, change it in small increments.
Yes.
For example, let's take reading books as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you haven't read a book in ages, let's say, okay, this month I'm going to tackle a book.
Mm-hmm.
The following month, a book.
Mm-hmm.
The following month, a book. So once you've done 3 months worth of one book and you can see consistency and that you can sustain that, then reassess whether you can throw another book in the mix.
Yes.
If that's possible, do 2 books for 6 months. Once you can do that for 6 months, throw in another.
This is it.
And it should always be like you set the bar and you do that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you make a change, you do that for a while because you need to know you've got it unlocked. You need to know that it's become
like part of your routine, basically.
Exactly.
You know, you've actually created the habit. And I think...
The habit. Voila.
Yes, that is it. No, honestly, because I think it's so important because if you set yourself goals too high, we said this in Strip Back Conversation, but like, you don't want to be disappointed with your goal. So I feel like if you set that goal at the beginning fairly low, at least you're giving yourself time to grow and you can actually... you know, set yourself enough time to see that journey and be like, yeah, I started here, but now I'm here and I'm actually able to sustain it as opposed to it going on for like a week and then you dropping it because your body, your mind isn't used to that habit, that changing habit. So
Yeah, man.
I worked out 3 times, super happy about that. And then also I watched the most wonderful, absolutely wonderful advert this week. And it was from Procter & Gamble. Guys, if you want to go and watch it, please do. It's called Widen the Screen by Procter & Gamble. And honestly, it is just the most beautiful representation as to how society consistently makes assumptions about different races, specifically black people in this advert. And it's just the most beautiful, like, turnaround because you think that the situations are going to go one way, very negative results, but in the end they're actually very positive. And it's just done so simply, and the language used is not anything that we've seen before, not like, oh, Black Lives Matter or Stop Racism. We've heard that, we know this, but it's just simple language. And it's just the most beautiful representation, especially for me, because I was watching it as a black person, and the way how the story sort of develops is like 2 minutes long. At the beginning, even I was like, oh no, like, what's going to happen to this guy? Is he going to be arrested, etc.? But then by the end of it, it's just the guy going to see his daughter for her birthday. And it's just like, why have I, like, I'm questioning myself, like, why am I even making this assumption that something bad's going to happen?
As a black person.
As a black person. But the thing is, the fault isn't mine. It's the fault of the society. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's definitely our society, social conditioning us and kind of brainwashing us through media.
Yes.
And I feel like it's not a wrong on your part. It's just what we are used to seeing depicted on screen around certain communities. And in this instance... the black community, is that there is always something that goes wrong.
Yes.
Or it always fits a stereotype 100%. Of a negative black person.
Yes.
And I feel as though if you were to see someone knocking on a door when you were just walking down your road here, you wouldn't think, oh my God, that black person's...
it's going to rob someone.
It's going to rob someone. Yeah. You would never. So actually, in your day-to-day life, that perspective and decision of what you think will happen next or judgments you make is your own. And that's not negative towards your own community.
100%.
However... when it comes from media, when it's coming from what are a lot of white people high up in these media outlets, you know what narrative they sow.
Yes.
And therefore your expectation is that it will fall in line with such. So
yes.
I wouldn't say it's negative to you, but it's nice to see media trying to shape a not better, but a more realistic narrative of what the fuck goes on.
Yes, you know yes. I mean? Just allowing people to actually rationalise situations as opposed to just feeding into the conditioning from society, because it's just the way other, it's just the way how the advert is done. It's honestly incredible. Go and watch it, guys. It's called Widen the Screen by Procter & Gamble. YouTube, 2 minutes. It'll change your life.
I love that.
It'll change your life. That's beautiful.
Right, Brady.
Yeah.
She's plugging it.
She's gonna plug it in.
All right, Brady, plug me in, Brady.
Right, guys. So, I mean, I kind of gave you a plug there in terms of the commercial, but another one this week. I mean, look, I finished Rhythm and Flow this week, if you haven't seen it on Netflix, and I'm just obsessed with the winner.
Oh, yeah.
I basically spoiled it for everyone who hasn't watched it, but I'm going to do it anyway. D-Smoke is an absolute fucking legend.
Yeah, man, he's hard. I wanted to say that when I plugged Rhythm and Flow, but I didn't want to ruin it for you, because no, I know you hadn't seen.
Of course, and I appreciate you so much doing that, because
he's a hero, man.
The reason why I love D-Smoke, in just such simple terms, the guy knows who he is. Throughout the whole competition, who he was, his morals, how he stood, how he held himself,
remained the same.
His integrity was consistent the whole way through. Mm. And that is honestly what got him the title. He knew who he was. He was artistic. He was creative. He was just so headstrong. And it really did inspire me this week, just being like, I want to be like that in terms of knowing myself so much and being so unwavered by like external parties and things, like that I actually just, you know, put my full self forward. Do you know what I mean? Like, his music bangs. D-Smoke, Last Supper, particularly, nah, that song. If you're going gym yet, nah, that is a song to like get you in the groove, because from the live version, like the whole interlude at the beginning, like how he mixes in Spanish in there. No, franchement, là, D-Smoke is absolutely incredible.
I'd definitely say like go and watch the live version of Last Supper, because it's the verse at the beginning, which is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Before the beat really comes in.
100%.
Yeah, and he's also, if you didn't know, fun fact, Sir's brother.
Yes. When I saw like the whole family in this final performance, I was like, oh my god.
My guy.
Literally. No, D-Smoke, legend, love him. Go on, Brit. Plug me into something sweet.
Okay, this is pretty sweet. Now, I've got to shout out my brethren, Lucius Lyon. Okay, are you out there?
Lucius, we see you, honey.
It's not Lucius Lyon from Empire. It's my very own, Ilaria's friend, Lucius Lyon, whose last name is not Lyon.
It's not even Lyon.
But she put us onto something hot.
No, honestly. This week. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful artist, and the album overall is beautiful. So I would like to plug the album by Joyce Rice, called Overgrown.
Tasty.
For anyone that gives a shit about what I say, and potentially will take this away and check it out, please don't spell rice like the rice that white people can't boil. Let's spell it how it is, and that's with a big fat W, because we're all fucking winners, followed by an R, followed by an I, followed by a C, followed by an E for Elevation. So it's Joyce Rice. The album is Overgrown. And if you look at it and you think, where do I start?
Ooh.
I will tell you.
Ooh.
Try telling me I don't give it all to you guys.
Nah. It's a good point. Yeah, it's actually a good point.
The first song I'd like you to listen to is Anwan.
Yes.
Oh, that's not how it goes.
It's not even how it goes, but it is a
and
great song.
And the second one is Must Be Nice. What's it like? Go on, sing
it. I'm not going to sing it.
No, she doesn't know that one either. Anyway, those two songs are absolutely banging, guys. Mm-hmm. So go boil some rice, and get on one. And that's that.
That is top notch. She said go boil some rice and get on one.
Some joy and some rice. Joyce Rice. Okay, so
top notch.
Right, let's jump into the main topic. We're going to keep it short. We're going to keep it sweet. But we wanted to talk about this.
Succulents.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, and more so recently, because I've been to a few BBQs in people's gardens. People always say the same thing. It really bums me the fuck out.
Yeah.
They'll come up to me and they'll be like, "Oh my god, Ilaria, I love what you're wearing. I wish I could pull that off." I always look at them online, but you can. You actually can. So I actually wanted to talk about the mentality when we see things that people wear and we think, oh, I couldn't pull that off.
Yeah.
Now, it's one thing if you like someone's outfit and you're like, but I wouldn't wear that myself. That's calm. But if you think, nah, I'd kind of like to wear that, but I wouldn't. My question is, why wouldn't you? Mm. Get yourself out of your head. Yes. Because you can be whoever you want to be. Do you know what I mean? You don't need a full like rebrand, if you will, to change what you wear. But I think a lot of that is all in our head. So I just want to discuss it.
Yeah, I think it's, I feel like it's an interesting subject really, because I feel like it is in our heads to an extent, but I feel like whatever environment we're in or whatever society is saying at that time, we almost choose to box ourselves off and like categorize ourselves to what we think we should fit in. And this comes into so many different things, fashion, being in like people's leagues, like, oh, I haven't got a chance to go for this job because of my experience. It's just like, why are we, in a sense, limiting our own chances there? But from like my personal experience, you know, I was born in East London, then I moved to Essex, and now I'm back in East London again. I do definitely remember when I was back in Essex, like there are certain things I couldn't wear or I didn't feel comfortable to wear just because of the environment around me, because of the people who I surrounded myself with and the sort of trends that were going at the time. I couldn't rock some, I couldn't go somewhere without putting like a bit of makeup on. It would have, I'd have to put makeup on because I need to look my best all the time. Or like if I saw someone wearing a certain style, I would try to adopt it, but in a sense I would be going against what I wanted because it wasn't necessarily me. And I've definitely seen the change across the years. Now that I'm in East London, I feel like I'm really in my own. But I think it's a process in terms of how well you know yourself and how much you back yourself as well.
Yeah, I agree with how much you back yourself. And I think definitely some of the reasons and variables as to why people, if we were really to unpack the statement, I wish I could pull that off. There are definitely variables as to why people wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. And some of the things you've mentioned and some of the things, you know, I'd like to add to. So one of them is it because of work that you wouldn't, I put an example down of dyeing your hair.
Yeah.
For example, I know that for many years I didn't dye my hair and only recently I have because I've kind of settled in the creative space and I know that it's more acceptable than when I was in finance, when I was in the front line in sales and when I was a teacher and people didn't, you know, associated me having orange hair with being an absolute waste man and not being able to clearly educate their kids to the highest degree that they expected. So I definitely think, you know, work environment definitely has a bearing on that.
Yes.
I put, is it because of friends' judgment? I put that down because when I was younger, and I think I've mentioned this before, the school I grew up in very much conformed to your Abercrombie and Fitch, your Jack Wills, your this, that, and the other, and never necessarily what I wanted to do, which is dress like a prepubescent boy. And again, I've
seen... Your favourite
phrase. Yeah, man. It's just so accurate. It literally is so accurate. But again, like, you know, I've seen that progression in myself, which is lovely. I also said, is it because of family?
Yeah, man, different traditions and cultures will not accept certain things. Like, for example, loads of people, I don't even know why, but, like, people always think that I should, like, wear a blonde wig, for example, or I should do, like, a blonde, bob cut. And I'm like, I just personally can't see myself doing that. And I think if I ever walked home with a blonde wig, my mum would be looking at me like, fuck are you doing? Why are you trying to disrespect this family name? Do you know what I mean? And I'm just like, I just don't see it that way. But again, I feel like individuality plays a part into it. But I feel like we also, with all of these different, you know, trends and styles that go on, we need to sort of listen to them, like take it with a pinch of salt, but also don't let other people dictate how you should dress or present yourself because they're not you. Do you know what I mean?
I totally agree with that statement. I'd also kind of bring it back a little to when you said if you went home with a blonde bob.
Yeah.
And I would say that also, as much as I say, like, own that individuality, and as much as I stand here definitely doing that today, I actually am still tentative to do that in front of certain family members of mine. And I'll tell you why I make myself more palatable in terms of my external expression for them, is my poor grandmother would die an early death. And I don't want her to do that. And I genuinely say that because it would give her heart palpitations.
The absolute heebie-jeebies.
I know that even when I dressed in, like, Miss 60 patchwork jeans, which wasn't, in her opinion, as bad as what I'm wearing now, looking like a boy, she was like, oh, you're Ilaria, you don't come down in, you know, a floral dress, like, what's going on, where are your brogues, where are your frilly socks, and I was like, you what now, bro?
Yeah, no, I hear that.
But I also think it's totally acceptable. I know family is quite a difficult one to navigate. That if you want to do the blonde bob, you know, in most of your life, you know, a grown adult, fine, and if you have to be a bit more palatable at home, then I don't think you're not being your true self. I think you're just treading carefully in certain situations. Yeah. But I think in terms of where you can make decisions in most of your life, excluding family, you should adhere to, you know, what you feel you want to wear.
100%. You know what I mean? 100%. Because at the end of the day, like, look, you got to do shit for you in this life. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You know, the way how you come in alone, you're going to leave alone. Do you know what I mean? So you might as well live your life doing what benefits you, what makes you happy, what keeps your mental in check, like, regardless of external opinions. And I know how hard it is because for some strange reason, we always, as humans, us included, because it's just ingrained in us somehow and we actively need to work against it, you know, like seeking like validation from external parties in terms of how we come across, how we decide to dress. There's no need for that. But for some reason, we are just so accustomed to wanting to fit in and almost are very scared of standing out for whatever reason.
And the thing is, I can understand that to a degree because I think another thing, you know, I put down is what area you live in. And you mentioned that you're back in East London, you feel a little bit better than when you were in Essex in terms of expressing who you are.
Yeah.
And I can understand not wanting to stand out. And I think for me, as an introvert and a very shy person, I do, unfortunately for me, really like bright clothes and things that aren't on trend or necessarily are seen so often. And I say this especially in the area that I live. Because if I lived in East London, I don't think people would look twice.
It just fit in seamlessly. Right?
However, and that's why when I say to people, you know, I live in Southwest and the area I live in is like a little village. I'm not going to disclose it because of all my fans. But yeah, when I walk around there, I kind of used to dull myself down in terms of colours and style of clothes when I used to go to the shops or have a walk with my, you know, my housemates. But now I've started going out in my own stuff. But that is that tendency where people do look at me and they do, you know, move their pram to the other side of the road or they do think, oh God, like, look at that one, or I wonder why she's in this area.
And it's just so weird and, though. Why do we think like that?
And I think you definitely need a strong mind to a degree to be able to say, you know, fuck it. But sometimes I wake up and I think, do you know what? Enough of the fuck it. Sometimes I just want to go to the shops without anyone looking at me.
No hassle, man.
And just, you know,
no stress.
Do you know what I mean? That's it. Man. So I can completely understand people, you know, not wanting to stand out. And sometimes it's just actually to protect your energy and your mindset in that moment. But I think on the whole, the idea that you couldn't pull something off or wear it if you wanted to is something we need to fix. I think there's something people always say to me a lot. They go, oh God, you'd never wear pumps. Okay, to be honest, I'd never wear pumps because I think pumps are trash. Do you know what I mean? Like, French Soul, you're a great company. However, like, nada mafi, bitch.
It's not going
to
work.
And I only say that because it doesn't go with the rest of my style. But if I was to give you something that people think I wouldn't wear that I do, I wear the... Okay. I wear the Doc Martin dolly shoes. They're like those awful old school shoes that your mum used to get you with two little half moon holes. I wear it with a frilly sock and like a smock dress.
But that's like in right now. Again, trend leg.
But I've been wearing that for a while.
She's been wearing that.
I've been wearing that. Before Doc Martens, you know, whatever, something cool to wear. When Doc Martens were like, oh, that's very emo goth. I've had those kind of shoes. So I think when people saw them on me, they were like, oh my God, I thought you only wore trainers. And I was like, actually, no, I wear whatever I feel like. So I think when you say I couldn't pull that off, it's because you're thinking what your friends who see you on a regular basis would say, which is, oh, that's new for you.
Again, that validation.
However, if you were to go out on the street and you were someone who wore, like, offensively floral dresses and pumps.
I love how she said offensively floral. No, that, that is brilliant.
But, like, if that's you in your day-to-day and that's how your friends know you, but you came out looking like me, like a prepubescent boy, and walked down the street, strangers would not look at you twice because they don't know you for anything else. So stop thinking, how are people going to react to me and my friendship group and such? If you want to wear it, do your thing, man.
100%. And I think, look, it's good, you know, I feel like everyone, to an extent, knows their individual style and the things that they feel comfortable in and the things that make them feel good and sexy and, you know, just good about yourself, right? And I feel with other people's suggestions or, you know, I wish I could do this, whatever, don't be so quick to, like, shut an ear down for things that you may not have tried, because there's so many things that, you know, maybe before you would have shut down, and once you tried it, you actually like, no, this actually could work, or I could see myself adding this little flair to it, which again, like, you know, just promote your own individuality to it. I just think, be open-minded about your style.
About yourself.
About yourself. Like, this is your brand. This is you, man. Just own it.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, man. This is what we've been saying.
Do you know what I mean?
What we've been saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. That's kind of it.
Yeah, that's it, man. So come on, Laz. Wrap me up like a chicken wing.
Okay.
And throw me into the week with a tip.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing. It's totally off key.
All right, guys. I'm going to give you one of the best tips I'm ever going to give you.
No, honestly. Set the people up.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Four words. Change your life. Get some sleep in. That's it.
Is that it?
That's the tip, guys.
There it is.
Get some fucking sleep in.
There it is.
That's it.
That's it.
That's what I'm doing.
That's it.
That's what you should be doing.
Mate, bruv, do you know how much sleep is important for, like, your productivity, your mental health, how you actually engage with people, man, on a daily? And you want to be up all night scrolling on TikTok for what?
Do you know what I mean?
For what?
For who?
When you got shit to do, you're on TikTok.
For when?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, cuz.
For who?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, man, we see you.
Pattern up, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Get off of TikTok.
Come on, then.
Put your phone down.
Yeah, man.
Charge it, bro. Airplane mode.
Then she said airplane
Ignore
mode.
Ignore them all.
But yeah, man, go get some sleep, and if you're as tired as us, go sleep. And
that's
that.
Yeah, man, that's it.
What about you, buddy, bro?
So, my tip is inspired by a tweet from Tony Tone. On Twitter.
Tony, tone it up.
She had to tone up somebody. Sorry.
Yep, somebody in the back, most likely.
So, this tweet was, I've travelled alone, been to the cinema alone, had food in a restaurant alone, shopped alone. Even when I'm in a relationship, I'm more than happy doing things alone. Don't let anyone suggest to you that loving your own company isn't a flex. It is. And from that tweet, my tip for you guys this week, just vibe alone for a little bit. When I say that, I mean, like, in terms of the things that actually make you happy, like, whether it's eating some good food, listening to music, just do it on your own. Like, really sit there and just enjoy every moment of the things that make you happy. Whether it's going for a walk, like, really just absorb things and just vibe alone for a while. Because, look, it's great having friends, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, when I say vibe alone, this isn't that you should shut everyone off. It's just making enough room for yourself to actually enjoy your own company. Because as Tony Tone said, being on your own and enjoying your own company is very much a flex. And once you own that, everything else will just come to you.
Yeah, man. And I think it's good to try, because if you haven't, or you find after 15 minutes you feel uncomfortable, then you got some serious work to do, girl.
Yes, definitely.
And
definitely.
Guys.
Yeah.
And non-binary people.
Need to sort it out. But yeah, man, just vibe alone for a little while. And sit, let us know how it goes.
And listen, and if you're finding it uncomfortable, get some sleep instead. Fall asleep on your own.
Vibe alone. Get some sleep, guys, and have a great week ahead. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Ilario Knows.
We're out. Bye, bitch.